Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. We continue the 30 days of lore from the Elfpunk married to Cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today we're talking about the oldest living things in the world and what their impact has been on the world of Manta. The Primordials, the Elementals. Life given form through gas, liquid, solid, and plasma. They are the earliest entities in the world of Manta. Their creation lies sometime during Manta's primitive and molten birth. Through their creation, it was believed magic was the root of intelligence and consciousness. The translation from the 6th era scholar, Ceres, defined this thought process. Quote, "No life exists without mana, nor thought, nor sound. No words are spoken without mana. Mana is life. Mana is thought. Mana is language. When the world birthed itself, it was through mana. When the ancients brought us forth, they did it with mana. We are mana teaching itself." End quote. While applying Ceres' philosophy to organic life isn't correct, it is correct when applied to primordials. The earliest known evidence of the Elementals goes back to 4 billion years ago, traced by following the life curve of modern, willing, elder Elementals. It's possible older Elementals might exist, but if so, they're in locations beyond the reach of the modern scientific community. Most of these entities are mindless things, surviving on slow instinct of eating, growing, and reproducing. And many of their behaviors can be seen in naturally occurring elementals throughout Manta, although these usually occur on a nano to microscopic scale. Elementals make up the most common form of primordial and are not very different than simple organic life, such as viruses and bacteria. As Manta marched on from its molten form towards a more breathable state, the species of primordial began to change, and the creatures we would come to know as Khams would awaken amongst the elementals. Khom is the name given to sentient elementals, creatures that can think and act on complex thought, although their sense of time may be much slower than our own. These beings are often regarded as deities, and many bask in this role. Others take simpler forms and exist in a lifestyle not unlike the mortal races. The Khoms are pivotal to the state of the world following the appearance of life. Their influence on cultivating species, restoring biomes after large catastrophes, and guiding earliest sentience in the art of magic and mana manipulation brought us into the modern period of Manta's existence. They are recorded as being the developers of the various ancient races of the world, as well as the cause of many of their disruptions. In the modern era, they are still forces of great change, and even dragons fear their capabilities. The single largest group of Khom are no longer located on Manta. Sometime during the shifting last 2 billion years, several large species of Khom departed Manta for sister planets in the star system. Very little is known of these beings except that of the sister world, Dias. It is known that a large group of gaseous-related Khom traveled to this planetary body and began a process of terraforming on a global scale. This modified landscape would come in handy in the future years, with the mortal species and the other sentients that followed behind the primordials. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnitude.com.